Good morning, Jordan. How are you going?
Morning, Michael. Yep, very well. Thanks for having me on.
Up and about, no doubt. Do you get nervous before big races like this?
It's probably a little bit of nerves, but you go out there with a job to do and you just try to concentrate on that.
Well, you're only young. Can you believe that you're in a position to take home the Golden Slipper after winning the Blue Diamond, your first Group 1 just a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, that's it. It's still quite hard to believe. You know, you grow up and all I ever wanted to do was win a Group 1 race, and the Blue Diamond was great, and now to be riding one of the favourites in the Slipper, it's a pretty surreal feeling.
And you'd have bragging rights over your old man as well. Greg never managed to win a Slipper.
No. It'd be good to have one up on him.
The family making the trip up to Sydney tomorrow?
No, they're not. Mum and Dad will stay home and cheer from the couch.
Oh, okay. What's your plans? Take us through your schedule over the next 24 hours. How do you prepare?
I'm heading up to Sydney this afternoon, or about 10 o'clock this morning. Just go up there and get settled in and go for a walk and a run and a little sweat. Just keep it pretty normal going into tomorrow.
Now, are you catching a cab in with Lukey Curry? We had him on yesterday, who, of course, is on your main rival, Sunlight, and he said he got lumped with the cab bill last week. Are you going to go in together again?
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to have to, because he paid for the one last week, so I guess I'll have to pay for the one this week.
When the barrier draw came out early in the week, what was your first reaction?
Yeah, very happy with the draw. Obviously, He's had some bad luck with the barrier draw. He's drawn out wide, but it's good knowing going into the race that we're drawing barrier four and we should be able to hold a nice spot without doing too much work.
Well, that's an interesting point you make, because he has drawn wide in pretty much all his starts and he's raced on the outside of horses. Do you hold any fears about him getting cluttered up or racing on the inside of horses in the Slipper?
Not really. I've ridden him in a jump out and we covered him up one time and he was good as gold. He probably does like a little bit of galloping room. So if I could be outside the leader or in a one-out-one back position, I wouldn't be too worried at all.
That win last week was a gutsy, tough win. Probably not as dominant as most people had expected. Are you happy to have that type of run a week out from the Slipper?
Yeah, I was. Especially going the Sydney way too. Like, he got around the going to Sydney way good, but I think he just needed the experience. And I always felt the whole way up the straight that he was always going to be able to hold the one off on the inside right to the line. So he should come on for it a lot, and it would have been a good experience for him.
A lot of speed around you, and he's always shown good speed in all of his starts. Where would you like to be? It's hard to lead throughout and win a Golden Slipper. What's your pre-race plan?
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be a very high-pressure race, and ideally I'd probably like to be outside the leader or even just a pair further back, like in the one-out, one-back position, giving myself a bit of room. But he's a pretty retractable horse and very push-button, so wherever I want to be able to put him, I'm sure he'll be able to cooperate.
He won his first start on a heavy track at Sandown. Graham Begg said that was class that got him home. He's a better horse on top of the ground, but if we do get the predicted heavy track tomorrow, any fears for you, or do you think that will play into your favour?
It probably plays into my favour a bit. I think I'm pretty much one of the only horses in the field that's run on the heavy track and won on it. So it won't really worry me if it gets wet or if it's dry. He's definitely a class horse, and he looks like he's going into the race very well.
Do you think he's the best horse in the race?
I think you've got to respect the other runners, definitely Sunlight and a few of the other horses in the race. It's going to be a very high-pressure race, and I reckon it's a very good Golden Slipper.
Have you thought about crossing the line in front? Do you think about it when you put your head on the pillow at night?
No, you try not to, but it does cross your mind a few times, and you just try and shake it off a bit and just keep things normal and go into the day. And hopefully the horse runs well and everyone's happy.
Well, I think you're probably happy that you've got a little nerve buster earlier in the day as well, because you're on Lord Fandango, who's decided to go to Sydney in the Mannion Cup, and it looks a nice race for him. His run was pretty good in the Australian Cup. He loomed, and then I suppose the way the track was racing, just couldn't continue to make ground, but he certainly didn't shirk his task.
No, that's right. It looks big. It'd be a good ride in that race. In the Australian Cup, he sort of loomed like he was going to finish off real strong, and then probably just got in that little bit of worst part of the track, and Didn't quite finish off what we liked, but I think he goes into the race quite well, stepping up the 2,400 metres and probably a drop back in class. He looks to be a very good chance.
How do you think he'll go in the wet?
He's run on a heavy track before at Warrnambool, but that was when he first come to Australia and he was at the end of a long campaign and he didn't really handle it. So he's a bit unknown, but hopefully it's not too wet. Maybe a soft track will be all right, but just a bit. I'm not really too sure how we go on a heavy surface.
Have you taken rides on Sunday?
No, I haven't.
Planning. Planning for a big one?
That's it. I'll sure we'll go for a dinner and have a few drinks that day night, win, lose, or draw.
Well, mate, good luck. It would be a fairy tale story if you could take home the Golden Slipper as well as the Blue Diamond at just 22 years of age. Good luck out there tomorrow.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate it.